We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Those men whose agile minds swing into action as soon as they get out of bed and don't stop until they reach the office. Westminster, the mother of parliaments. Here in the House of Commons, democratic government is seen at its most effective at question time, when great issues are probed and ministers are called to account for their actions.
In reply to the Honourable Member for Warbridge South, I would like to say that I prefer that window open. And frankly, it's going to stay open. And now, are there any other questions?
Is the minister aware that a grave national emergency has crept up behind our backs to stare us in the face? I refer, of course, to the royal pelicans of Westminster Park. As the old rhyme has it, if pelicans in Westminster there do not be, then shall fair Indialand crumble and fall into the sea. Until recently, there were two pelicans, and the nation hoped that they would die. But one has now died, leaving the other without a mate. Now, is the Prime Minister prepared to step in personally?
No, as you can imagine, I will answer that question frankly and fully. In this modern, thrustful, gritty age that we live in, it's no good shilly-shallying. We must all take off our jackets, roll up our sleeves, and talk straight from the shoulder. Does that answer the question?
No.
Oh.
What is the Prime Minister going to do about the pelicans of Westminster Park? They are in danger of dying out.
No, as a matter of fact, the blame for this tragic state of affairs lies firmly on 13 years of Tory misrule. However, I'm sure we're all justly proud of our great traditions, and I shall personally see to it that somebody else does something about it.
Meanwhile, in the Whitehall offices of the General Assistance Department, Secretary Mildred Murfin is deeply involved in a top-secret matter.
A top-secret matter by Darcy Quinto. Chapter 3, Blood in the Gutter. I don't dig dames who squeal, snarled Darcy, spitting his broken teeth into the wash basin. Don't be like that, big boy, whispered Lavinia LaRue as the shower curtain moulded itself to her lissom form. Darcy sweated. Suddenly, the door burst open. It was Nick the Greek, his evil face twisted in a mask of rage. He screamed a dreadful warning.
Morning, Mildred. Looks like rain.
Oh, you digging me a start. What over to you, Darcy?
Well, I had a bit of a shock myself this morning. Nearly missed the train.
Oh, how was that, Mr. Lamb?
I think it must have been a new engine driver. He pulled up 2 yards further on than usual. I spent the best part of a minute feeling for the door handle. Had to lower my paper and look for it in the end.
What a shame. Here, I'll hang your coat up.
Oh, thank you. Poor old Perkins of personnel. He always gets in the last coach, you know. Well, he stepped right off onto the tracks. Bent his brolly.
Nasty.
Just goes to show what creatures of habit we all are. You take Mr. Leonard Brown, for instance. Every morning it's the same. He'll come marching through that door and say...
Morning, Tour. Morning, Mildred.
Yes, that's right. And then he'll do that silly business with his bowler. Good morning, one.
Now watch this, Tour. Watch this. I take off my bowler hat, aim carefully for the hat stand over there, and...
Oh, dear. Run down and fetch it, Mildred. After all, you're the one who left the window open.
Yes, Mr. Lamb. Left it flipping long.
Well, now, what's on the agenda today, too?
Well, there's the Wilsdon sewage file.
Yeah.
What would you like me to do with it?
What about filing it? Better dry it out first. It's all soggy.
Yeah, the teapot's been leaking again. Oh, dear. General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb speaking.
Pitkin here.
Oh, Sir Gregory, I didn't recognize your voice. Not until you spoke. I mean, the permanent undersecretary, right?
Oh, Lord, why can't the fella leave us in peace? Hello, Sir Gregory. How nice to hear from you.
Pelicans.
I beg your pardon, Sir Gregory.
Pelicans, man, in Westminster Park.
Oh, dear me. Well, I'll have them removed at once.
Ah, I don't want them removed. I want them put back. But the minister's been on to me. There's some sort of tradition. Britain is safe as long as there are pelicans in Westminster Park. But now there's only one left.
Good gracious.
So get down there and do something about it. And do it tactfully.
Oh. What was all that about, man?
Hmm? Pelicans.
Pelicans?
Pelicans, yes. I remember reading about it now. Something to do with an old rhyme, I believe.
Oh, yes, I remember. An unusual bird is the pelican, for its beak can hold more than...
No, not that. Look, to give the Westminster Park people a ring, will you, and tell them that we're on our way.
All right.
Yes. Now, what did I do with my hat? Well, now, here we are, too. Westminster Park. A bit of greenery in the heart of London where a man can still be free and unfettered. what does that notice say?
Do not pick the flowers. Keep off the grass. Tree climbing prohibited. Do not feed the birds. Do not...
Yes, all right, yes. Now, where's that fellow who was supposed to meet us at the gate? Where is he?
Well, there's one sure way of getting a park official to pop up from nowhere.
Oh, yes?
You reach towards a flower, you see, as though you're just going to pick it like this.
Yes. Stop that, you vandal hands off him, cross, anti-mum-mum-mums.
Yes, I see what you mean, too. Look, we've come about the pelican situation, yes. You're a bit short, aren't you?
It's no concern of yours how tall I am, matey.
No, but I think I'm right in saying you've only got one, haven't you?
We're from the ministry. We've come to see the man in charge of the pelicans.
That's right.
Oh, have you? Well, I'm him.
Oh, thank
you. It's me. I am the counter of the Royal Westminster Pelicans, mate.
The what?
The counter, mate. The counter. It's my job.
Oh, I see.
Every morning I leaves my little hut at the stroke of seven and accounts the royal pelicans in the age-old traditional way. And then I rings up the palace. Two, ma'am, I says.
You haven't actually got two, have you?
No. I haven't. Fear broke me heart, did it? It happened last Tuesday. Look, I come out of me hut, and there was number two, going round and round in circles, flapping like mad.
I have the same trouble with my number two sometimes.
And then it fell into me arms, and with a sad little squeak, it expatriated.
Oh, isn't that sad?
It's sad. I had tears in my eyes, mate. I can tell you, tears. They smell horrible, pelicans do. And the worst of it was I had to ring her up and say, only one today, ma'am. I think she was a bit choked. Graciously choked, of course.
Yeah, of course. Well, never mind. We'll soon have another. First of all, where does this type of pelican come from?
Come from? Well, from eggs, usually, sir.
Look, we know that, but what part of the world, you see? I mean, what sort of pelican is it?
And sex is important, too, one.
Steady, too.
I mean, yes.
I see what you mean.
The sooner we get another one, the better. Poor old Joe's moping about something shocking.
Joe?
Yeah, that's the one what's left, sir.
I see.
Joe's a bit, lonely, you see.
Oh, of course. It must be very frustrating to be without... Yeah. I mean, it's not getting any... Well, I mean, it can't on its own, can it? No.
Now then, let's just get down to the facts, shall we? Now, what part of the world do these pelican creatures come from, Mr.?
They come from Marilia, sir. They are greater Marillion pelicans, they are.
Ah, greater Marillion pelicans, yes. Well, we'll just have to import one, won't we? That's the idea. Yes. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll have a word with old Tompkins of the Border Trade, yes. He's sure to be at the club for lunch. Tompkins, my dear fellow. Nice to see you again.
What? Oh, hello. Lennox Brown, isn't it?
That's right. Yes, rather. You were lunching here in the club?
Oh, you'll have to speak up, old chap. I've got a head cold. It made me a bit hard of hearing.
Oh, dear me. Yes. Well, are you lunching here? They do an excellent lunch these days.
What? Who?
Oh, the club. I say they do a nice lamb chop.
A pram shop in the club? Oh, gracious, I don't know what things are coming to. Mind you, they do an excellent lunch.
Yes. By the way, Tompkins, I've got a little problem you might be able to help me with.
Yes?
We've got to import a greater Marillion pelican.
What?
Oh, that's it, man. A greater Marillion pelican.
Tricky. Can't always get these things, you know. Trade agreements with other countries, lots of restrictions. There's clutter for a start.
Clutter?
Commercial League for Uniformity of Tariffs and Trade, European Region. Clutter.
Ah, yes.
Then there's Tangle.
Ah, yes, Tangle, quite so, yes.
Trade Association of the Netherlands, Greater Luxembourg and England.
Yeah.
Tangle. And, of course, there's also Foul Up, Chaos and Bedlam, not to mention...
Yes, quite, yes. So you think I may run into some snags?
Complex business, this international trade. Still, I'll see if I can get things moving for you. In the meantime, yes. I expect you'll be sending out a few feelers yourself.
Oh, my word, yes. I expect we'll be able to manage off our own bat, actually. I've already sent my number two along to the Marillion Embassy. He's probably got the whole business settled by now.
Impossible, Mr. Lamb. As trade attaché of Marillia, I cannot allow you to have one of our pelicans.
But why not? I mean, look, I'm sorry I mistook you for the doorman. It's that flashy uniform and those tinny medals. I mean,
Please, it has nothing to do with that.
Well, I wasn't to know that medal was the Grand Order of Marillia. It looks like the Yogi Bear fan club, honestly.
It is not that, senor.
Well, was it when I tried out my Spanish? I know you're not really the son of a pig.
Muchas gracias. You are too kind. Now, let me tell you why you cannot import a pelican.
Yes, do.
For one thing, our Minister of Trade only attends his office on a Thursday.
That's tomorrow. Couldn't you contact him then?
Alas, this Thursday is a national holiday in Marillia. Okay. We celebrate our liberation by the hero Pancho Manuel Gonzalez.
Oh, dear. Well, next Thursday would do.
Another national holiday. We celebrate the overthrow of the tyrant, Pancho Manuel Gonzalez. Mind you, we do have a Thursday in January when absolutely nothing happened.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, dear. And all I can say is, oh, dear.
I appreciate your anxiety, amigo. But I must warn you not to attempt bribery. Do not, for instance, cunningly slip 5-pound notes in my right-hand waistcoat pocket.
Good heavens, I wasn't going to.
No? 1-pound notes?
Of course not. I have far too much respect for you. I do have a few luncheon vouchers.
No. It is quite impossible. I cannot arrange the import of a pelican to this country. Oh. Unless...
This is?
Unless it is part of a larger order.
A larger order?
Si. For some time, we've been trying to sell you our most important export. Yet you British have not shown enthusiasm. Always you go, yeah.
Oh, no, we're not like that, honestly. What is it you're so anxious to sell us?
Tinned soldier ants in syrup.
Yeah.
The market for tinned soldier ants over here is almost completely unexploited.
I'm not surprised.
We could revolutionize the British breakfast. Imagine, senor, egg, bacon and teen soldier ants.
Well, if it's the only way we can get the pelican, perhaps we might take, shall we say, 50?
50 gross. Agreed. Bueno. Estupendo. Hombre. I may get another teeny medal for this, eh?
And don't forget, with the order, we get one female Greater Marillion pelican. Now, I must get back to the office. Even Sir Gregory can't find fault with the way I've handled this.
Never known such an incompetent, bungling, idiotic, tactless, bone-headed, inefficient... the words fail me.
Lamb's not back yet, Sir Gregory, but I'll pass on your message.
Shall I hold you personally responsible for this mess, Leonard Brown? You'd better sort it out. Here and do it tactfully. Tactfully!
Ah. Oh, my word, Mildred. Sir Gregory hasn't been so angry since,
yesterday.
Yes, that was it, yesterday, yes.
That was when he found out we'd had the wall sack restuffed with foam rubber.
Oh, yes. Every time the Lord Chancellor brought down his gavel, he bounced onto the floor. Yes, I remember that.
What and what, Mildred? Oh, I've just got back from the Meridian Embassy. It's all sorted out. You'll never guess how I did it.
They agreed to let you have a pelican if you take a consignment of tinned soldier ants in syrup.
Yeah.
They agreed to let me have a pelican if I did... How did you know?
The permanent undersecretary, too. By agreeing to this deal, you've upset the government of Umpala.
Umpala?
Well, you know, through the Suez Canal and a bit to the right.
Them.
Yes, them, yes. This deal cuts right across their trade treaty with us. They got to hear about it and complained immediately to Sir Gregory. Oh. You'd better get down to the Umpala embassy and sort it out.
All right, I'll do it right away, one. I'm sure I'll be able to clear it up. Don't worry.
Impossible, Mr. Lam. As Trade Attaché of Umpala, I cannot permit you to disregard this solemn treaty.
But why not? I've upset you, haven't I? Look, I'm sorry I brought those beads, but the manual was a bit out of date, you see.
No. It's nothing to do with that. The point is, if we let you flood the market with this Marillion stuff, what will happen to our tin soldier ants and syrup industry, hmm? You agreed to buy them only from us.
Oh, good heavens, I've no idea. Surely there can't be much of a market over here anyway.
Yes. We're waging a tremendous publicity campaign. Oh. Hmm. Haven't you seen our poster? Eat a tin of ants a day.
Well, I can't say I have.
It's just outside East Grinstead.
To get back to this treaty business, couldn't you stretch a point?
Out of the question, Mr. Lamb. Unless...
Yes, yes?
Well, we in Umpala are great admirers of the British way of life.
Oh, so are we.
And our civil servants are desiring to emulate the dress of your typical man in the road. Like Sir Alec Douglas Home.
Oh, really?
Indeed, yes. All our civil servants would be liking to have tweed plus fours.
I see, then. If we let you have lots of tweed plus fours, you won't object to Marilla sending us their soldier ants, right?
You've got it in a nutmeg.
It's a deal. Thank goodness that's sorted out. This time, Sir Gregory, I'll have to admit I've done a good job.
Bone-headed, tactless, idiotic, bungling, inefficient, incompetent...
Clumsy?
Thank you. Clumsy fool that he is.
Yes, Sir Gregory. Yes, of course, Sir Gregory, yes.
Well, I'm warning you, Lennox Brown, if you don't sort out this business once and for all, I'll have the pair of you transferred to archives at Ballymuckey. Sort it out!
Dear me, he forgot to say, do it tactfully. Hello.
And do it tactfully, do you hear? Tactfully.
Oh, what a boring fellow he is.
There, I've managed to get on Parlour to agree one. Oh, what a struggle I had. Had to use all my tact, guile, cleverness.
Tweed plus fours, too?
You'll never guess what they... Oh, no. Nobody could object to on Parlour having a consignment of... Oh, they could.
Yes, I'm afraid so, too. It's Borislava this time. Mm. Yes, they object to us sending Umpala plus fours. Might upset the balance of power, apparently. The Borislavans regard plus fours as war materials.
Plus fours, war materials? How?
Well, I don't know, do I? I mean, don't ask. Look, come along. Your next call is at the Borislavan embassy. And this time, I'm coming with you.
As we Borislavans see it, this is yet another attempt by the warmongering capitalist hyenas to bring the uncommitted nations under their heel.
Oh, come, come. I mean, how can you say that giving Umpala a couple of hundred tweed plus fours can do Borislava any harm?
Borislava has an embassy in Umpala. Now, these plus fours could be soaked in petrol, set alight, and pushed through our letterbox.
Who on earth would push a blazing pair of trousers through an embassy letterbox?
We in Borislava do it all the time.
No use, Bun. We'll never sort this business out. It gets more tangled every minute. The mind boggles.
Too steady, too steady. You mustn't let Britain down. Don't boggle in front of foreigners.
You must see our point of view, Mr. Lennox Brown. After all, we have an old Borislavan saying, he who hunts the wild boar must wear thick trousers.
Oh, dear. So you intend to lodge an official protest if we export these things to Umpala?
That's right. Yes. Unless...
Yes, yes.
Well, we in Borislava are rather short of decadent Western luxuries. Mainly because we are concentrating on tanks and rockets as part of our great march to peace.
Of course.
So, if you could see your way clear...
Yes, certainly. One, they want some luxury goods.
Comrade, there is one little luxury item.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a rare treat, I can tell you, yes. How do you fancy a consignment of... tinned soldier ants in rich, mouth-watering syrup. Eh?
Well,
they are red ants, I believe.
Ah, agreed.
Yeah, you mean... you drop your objections to the plus four?
Certainly. Cooperation between us is essential if we are to stop our Chinese comrades marching to peace faster than we can.
What good thing you and Mr. Lennox Brown managed to sort it all out.
Well, it was quite simple, really, Mildred. Marilia sends us a tweed pelican and some tin plus falls, and... Wait a minute. We send Borislava... Umpala, wait a minute, I tell a lie. Anyway, number one fixed it up. It was quite simple, really.
As long as you're sure we're getting the pelican.
Oh, yes, definitely. They're delivering it here in the park. LB ought to be along in a minute.
Oh, here he comes now.
Morning.
Morning.
My word, things are going well. Henrietta's just about due to arrive.
Henrietta?
Yes, she's the new pelican, mate for Joe.
That's right.
And if I'm not mistaken, that'll be the van now, yes.
There we are.
Look, they're taking her out of her crate.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Cool. Just look at that splendid bird.
Oh, saucy thing.
I think he means the pelican, Mildred.
Oh.
He's the official counter.
Oh, Joe will be delighted, sir. Delighted.
I hope so. After all, we do want them to become staunch chums.
Oh, it's ever so romantic. Just think of them billing and cooing and that.
Pelicans don't go in much for cooing, Miss, but they're well equipped for billing.
Yes, quite. Steady on, you might hurt yourself. Yes. Now, Mr. If you'd just like to get the other one, Joe, you know, we can introduce them to each other.
Joe, right. I will now give the traditional call. Joe! Where are you?
Joe!
Josephine!
Joseph.
Well, that's her full name, sir. Now, I usually call her Joe. It's more matey-like.
But wait a minute. You mean he's a she?
Well, why didn't you tell us? You never asked me. Did you make any difference?
But don't you see, Henrietta and Josephine, two girls, they won't be able to... Not unless they're... And even then...
Mr. Lamb!
Oh, really, it's not good enough to, really. Can't you tell the difference between a male and a female?
No. Well, yes, usually they're more... But that probably doesn't apply to pelicans. I mean, I wouldn't know where to... Oh, dear.
Oh, you're worried, Mr. Lamb, I can tell. You've hardly touched your biscuits, and you keep dunking that rubber in your tea.
It's no use, Mildred, those pelicans. The whole idea was to have them mate and preserve the tradition. It came right down from the Prime Minister, remember?
Well, try taking your mind off it. What about some work? Look, you've hardly touched your paperclip chain today.
Can't be bothered.
Well, why not finish off your typewriter portrait of Fidel Castro? Now, that was coming along very nicely.
Now. Anyway, doing his beard has worn out the ribbon. I can't concentrate for thinking what'll happen when Sir Gregory finds out.
Morning. My word, it's close today. I think we're in for a thunderstorm.
Oh.
What's the matter with Mr. Lamb?
Oh, he's worried about Sir Gregory, sir, when he finds out about the pelican business.
Yes. You know, I think I'm about due for a spot of holiday.
But I thought you'd already had your 8 weeks, sir.
Oh, pity, yes. Well, I'd better have a nice strong cup of tea as well.
Oh, righty-ho, sir.
We'll get transferred to archives at Ballymuckie for sure, one. Especially after all the other mistakes we've made lately. Those new floral curtains for the Ministry of Defence. You remember? We had them made into knickers for the Women's Royal Air Force.
Oh, yes, so we did, yes. Yes, we've made some nasty bloomers recently.
And now this. I know what's going to happen. Any moment now, that telephone will ring.
Now, we'll stop trying to get under the carpet, too. I'll answer the blessed thing. General Assistant Department, Lennox Brown speaking.
Pipkin here.
Ah, Sir Gregory, yes.
I thought I'd have a word with you about this pelican business.
Yes, well, I can explain it all, Sir Gregory. It's, you see, it's rather warm for the time of the year, wouldn't you say?
Indeed it is, yes. Well, now, about these pelicans.
Now is the time to thin out the hollyhocks, you know, Sir Gregory.
What?
Yes, best do it early, I'd say, would you?
Yes. I've done mine already. But now, this pelican...
Mulch around the roots, eh? Yeah. Plenty of phosphates, that's the thing.
I didn't ring you for a garden chat, Lennox Brown. Just wanted to congratulate you on this pelican business.
The pelicans, ah, yes. Well, it was a bit of a misunderstanding, Sir Greg. Congratulate me?
Of course. Well, I must admit, I was a bit worried when I heard you'd imported another female. I mean, they couldn't, could they?
No, they couldn't, no.
No, not as I remember it, within the meaning of the act. But when I heard the one you got had laid 11 eggs this morning, well, I realized what a clever devil you were.
11 eggs? Good gracious me.
Yes, damn smart move, that. Saves a bit of time, eh? The two birds are hatching about between them. We'll soon have more than enough Westminster pelicans. Well done.